talk about the sediment filter?
Can I just interrupt for a second? You know, I know that you have questions about this, but the board really cannot specify the manner of compliance. So whether you have questions about this, as long as there's that you can impose monitoring requirements and get them to assure you that it works, whether they what it looks like really isn't relevant to your decision making. So I know you're interested, and if you want to have them answer it, but I just want to say it really doesn't matter in terms of your decision.
Well, I think what it looks like.
But you can't make them change. I mean, you can't tell them how to do it.
I don't think Mr. Shawcross is thinking of doing that. He's trying to get perspective.
I don't really care what it looks like. I'm trying to understand what it looks like so that we can make a more informed decision on whether some of these monitoring ideas that we're having, based on the fact that we don't know what it looks like, have any relevancy at all. What happened?
Showed you the gate valve instead.
I was just informed that we have a time problem that I wasn't informed of before, so I'm going to withdraw that request, and maybe we can just move on and do a motion.
Do we need a motion to approve the action plan on this? Is that
any other board? Any other
Sheila or Rich, perhaps we could summarize the changes that we talked about, which at least seems to me is adding a sediment sample at the filter.
I think that's the only change we're talking about is adding a requirement for sampling of sediment at the sediment filter.
And then effluent.
Before or after the filter.
We already have the effluent.
Oh, we already have. Okay. And how many times are we going to sample sediment? From the filter?
Oh, okay. I would think as early in the season as is possible to collect a sediment sample.
Okay. Well, and we should probably have more than one sample taken, you know, time-wise.
We can require them to collect a sediment sample whenever they collect a water sample.
Okay. And
that'll be easy enough to do.
Okay. So is that a total of two sediment samples?
That would be two sediment samples at each sampling event, correct?
Okay.
One before the filter and one after the filter.
Okay.
In addition to what was already in the staff presentation.
Correct. Okay. All right. Any other additions that we've come up with? Okay, Dr. Hunter, nothing? Okay. Down at the far end?
I'm just thrilled.
Yeah.
On behalf of this end of the woods here,
yes,
I think we just need. I'd like to just see a more specified minimum inspection interval of the filter.
Say it again, Mr. Hashi.
A more minimum inspection interval, a more defined, like at least every 30 days or 40 days or something. Just, I mean, at all, just take a visual inspection of the thing. It can't be that big of a deal. And I think that would take care of one of our concerns.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah. And does that get logged into some book of some sort or a log? You know, when a visual inspection is taken?
It's part of the annual report.
We can require an annual report.
Right, for everything. But is there a backup piece of paper that someone fills out in the field with their name, date, time, and what the observations were?
I don't know how they plan to do it other than just staff notes. You know, whenever they go out and sample, they always take notes on the time, the date, the weather conditions, that sort of thing.
This is our staff?
This is not our staff doing the sampling. This is the consultant for the RP.
Right. Well, it should be documented if it isn't.
No, I think different companies use different forms or different, you know what I mean, different
right.
methods, whether
right.
it's a bound notebook or whether it's a form that goes into a project file. I don't know. I know, for example, if you're out drilling a boring, you have a boring log.
Right.
So I'm sure the consultant has some appropriate form like that.
Okay. But we can condition the approval with the submittal of a report which includes documentation.
It includes documentation of the inspections.
Okay, good. Thank you, Mr. Bricks.
Sure.
Okay. Are we ready for a motion?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't have to have one.
We don't have to have one.
We said we would proceed unless otherwise directed by the board, and we do have other direction from the board.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Good enough for me.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You want to take a five-minute break?
We'll take a five-minute break.
And then we'll go on to, looks like, item 11, correct?
11, correct. I know, and I was going to say...